The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Tide Talk Live. I am your host, Stacy Blackwood, here to talk about the new coaching staff in Tuscaloosa and potentially who else could be brought on board to join Coach Kalen DeBoer's staff there in T-Town. So excited to talk about that. But before we dive too deep into the conversation, please do like, share, and subscribe to our channel here on YouTube. And we're also free and available wherever you find your podcast. Also, guys, we want to make sure we hear from you. So jump in the comment section. Let us know your thoughts on the new Alabama football coaching staff and your overall excitement for Kalen, for the Kalen DeBoer era of Alabama football. Obviously, stepping into the shoes of Nick Saban is going to be a tall task, but I believe that Coach DeBoer is up for that, and we'll talk more about that as we go along. Also, speaking of Coach DeBoer, we will have like a dedicated episode once Jake returns from you know, maternity leave, so to speak. You know, his wife just had a baby, so they're in the middle of all that. But, you know, speaking of Coach DeBoer, I put out a poll the other day on our Twitter account, not a poll, but a question asking everyone's thoughts on the hiring of Coach DeBoer. And I said that I would read some of the best responses. So I'm going to do that real quick. So give me just a second as I pull that up. But let's see here. Dean Hudson says, Daddy Nick gave the seal of approval. That's all I need to know. He got handed the keys to the Bugatti. All he has to do is keep it between the lines. One Bama dude says A+. Jimmy Bailey says, I love it. The guy is a coach. To be honest, I was skeptical at first. Then I heard about him. He's a winner. If he surrounds himself with some SEC assistant coaches, he will be just fine. And he put in parentheses T-Rob. P-M-E-T says, sad that the torch has been passed, but excited for what's to come. He was my second choice behind Dabo. One thing for sure, Dabo is a winner, but Dabo does not evolve with the game. So I think that was where Dabo kind of fell out of the equation. J underscore short four underscore J. Don't tell me, show me. I don't care about his record. I don't care what he did if it's not in the SEC. SEC is a different beast. I don't care what anyone says. I'll give him a shot because I don't have a choice, but I thought there were better options available. Just my two cents. Obviously, that's, you know, you're more than welcome to have your opinion. Devin Snodgrass says, great hire, proven winner, team builder. I'm excited, roll tide. So that's just a few of the really good responses that we got on X. And if you're not following us there, make sure you follow us over at Tide Talk Live. I think we're getting close to 5,000 followers there on X, formerly Twitter. So we want to hear from you guys now. So jump in the comment section and give us your thoughts on the hire of not only Coach DeBoer, but also the staff that he is putting together there in Tuscaloosa. So speaking of that staff, let's look at how it's kind of shaping up in Tuscaloosa as we speak. I'm recording this really early on Monday morning. Obviously, you have Coach DeBoer. His track record speaks for itself. You know, I think he's 104-12 as a head coach. Took over a 4-8 Washington team, went 25-3, including going to the college football playoff national championship game. So what Coach DeBoer has done at his previous stops speaks for itself. He's also bringing with him Courtney Morgan, a guy who's going to fill that sort of general manager type role here in Tuscaloosa. And he is absolutely elite at what he does. He puts teams together. He helps Coach DeBoer with you know, getting recruits and talking to recruits and their families and kind of building those relationships. So Courtney Morgan is a instrumental piece, or will be an instrumental piece moving forward for Coach DeBoer and his staff in Tuscaloosa. You look at Ryan Grubb taking over as the offensive coordinator in Tuscaloosa. He is one of the most highly coveted OCs in college football. Coach Saban wanted him last year. Grubb got him a raise there at Washington. And so Nick Saban went with Tommy Reese, but Grubb is well respected and does a great job of putting his players in the best position to be successful. And we know that Alabama is loaded with some talent on the offensive side of the football. Excuse me, Jamarcus Shepherd, one of the best wide receiver coaches in the country. I want you to look at what he did with Romu Dunze, Jalen Polk, Jalen McMillan. just this last season in Washington, 2 1,000-yard receivers. McMillan had around 500. So between three guys, almost 3,000 yards receiving. So this guy gets it done. He knows how to distribute the ball. He knows how to have different players make plays within the offense from that wide receiver position. So adding Jamarcus Shepherd is huge for Coach DeBoer and building this staff, not only for continuity and what he likes to do offensively, but from a camaraderie standpoint, being able to build relationships because they know each other so well. So I really like the addition of both of all three, Morgan, Grubb, and Shepherd. Now he's also going to bring along scouting director Jarrett McElwain. That, if that name sounds familiar, it's because his dad is the former Alabama offensive coordinator, Jim McElwain. So, you know, Jarrett has some familiarity here in the Southeast. So that's a really bright spot for this staff as well. Sticking with guys that he brought along with him, offensive line coach Scott Huff. Look, you can say what you want to about Huff. All I know is that he led the Washington Huskies offensive line to the Joe Moore Award winning this last year. So he can get the job done. I just think about what he can do with the type of talent that he's going to be able to work with here in Tuscaloosa. So I'm excited about Coach Huff. But then Coach DeBoer was smart enough to keep some guys around. He keeps Freddie Roach at the defensive line, Robert Gillespie at running back. Those are two of the most respected recruiters in the Southeast. They do a great job of building relationships. They already have relationships with practically everybody here in the Southeast. So being able to keep those two guys on board will be massive for Coach DeBoer, especially from a recruiting standpoint. And we know that they can coach as well. I thought Freddie Roach had his best year as a coach here in 2023, and hopefully he can kind of build on that and continue to show progress as a defensive line coach in the SEC. And Robert Gillespie, one of the most respected running backs coach in the country. And like I mentioned, both guys are elite recruiters and will do a great job kind of gelling this staff, this new coaching staff in Tuscaloosa, and helping build relationships across the Southeast. So really big to keep those two guys on board. And you know, I think you have to be excited for what Coach DeBoer has done so far with his staff. And, you know, he's not done yet. And that's kind of where we're going to go next. And, you know, maybe by the time you're watching or listening to this, the announcement has already been made. But from everything that I've gathered, Travaris Robinson, or T-Rob as he's better known around here, who just last week went to Georgia right after the announcement of Kalen DeBoer as the head coach. But this is something that had kind of been in the works ever since the end of the season. But he takes a job at Georgia last week, but he could potentially be back in play to return to Alabama. T-Rob, you know, like Gillespie and like Roach, is one of the most respected recruiters in the country. He is highly respected by everyone, not only as a recruiter, but as a coach. And he does a great job of building relationships. And if Alabama could get T-Rob back on this staff in Tuscaloosa, he would play a massive role in Alabama's chances of landing five-star wide receiver Ryan Williams. And we know how important he is, maybe the top receiver in the country, one of the best players in the country. I think would be an immediate impact type player, especially with Isaiah Bond moving on to Texas. And we're not even going to discuss that. He made his decision. He's gone. Let's move on as well. But from everything that I've gathered and from what I'm understanding, T-Rob met with Coach DeBoer on Sunday in Tuscaloosa, and there's a really good shot that he returns to Alabama. So that is something to keep an eye on. Like I said, maybe by the time you're watching or listening to this, the announcement's already been made. But from everything I gather, like I said, he met with Coach DeBoer in Tuscaloosa on Sunday, and he could very well be in play as the DC in Alabama. So that is something to keep your eye on. But what grade would you give Coach DeBoer and the staff that he has built in Tuscaloosa so far? Let us know in the comments below. And if you're listening to us in podcast form, you know, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review and a comment in that part of it. We would love to hear from you there as well. Leave us that 5-star written review, and that would greatly, we would greatly appreciate that, and it would really help our show as well. But that's going to wrap up our show for today. Really excited to see what Coach DeBoer can do as the head coach of the Crimson Tide, bringing on a new era of Alabama football. It is an exciting time. Obviously, we're really sad to see Coach Saban go because he built the best dynasty in college football history. But we're also excited to see what Coach DeBoer can do, you know, holding the reins of the Crimson Tide. But I do want to give a quick update on Jake and his family. I know everybody's missing Jake right now. I'm missing Jake. These are so hard to do solo. Love Jake. Miss him. Cannot wait to have him back. And we're going to have him back real soon. But everybody's doing good. For those of you who don't know, he and his wife, Cassidy, had a baby last week. But right now, it looks like there's a good chance they could come home on Wednesday. So just continue to lift Jake and his wife, Cassidy, and baby Emma girl up in your prayers, you know, throughout the next couple of days. And I know that they would appreciate that. I would appreciate that because, like I mentioned, I'm looking forward to having Jake back and being able to discuss all that's happened over the past week in Tuscaloosa. All right, guys, that is going to wrap up today's show. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Really appreciate all the support, but we'll be back real soon. And until next time, Roll Tide.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.